From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the U.S. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, a 10th grader at Lincoln Park shares her version of a Chris Cornell song, and students at Propel Andrew Street break down Lauryn Hill's album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. But first, Montour High School student Abby Minzer on National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
This month, you might notice a lot of pink featured in things like sporting events. That's because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But what is the point of raising awareness regarding this disease? You might assume it's to raise money to fight breast cancer. And while that's never a bad thing, I would argue that there's a more important goal, and that is preventative care. All women should take October as a reminder to conduct self-examinations. None of us are invincible to breast cancer, and by detecting it in its early stages, you could save your own life. Johns Hopkins Medical Center states that 40% of diagnosed breast cancers are detected by women who feel a lump. Women should thus check themselves for irregularities, such as lumps, knots, etc., while in the shower, facing a mirror, and lying down. Any changes should then be reported to their doctors. Adult women should also be screened for breast cancer with mammograms at their doctor's offices. These detect cancer even before lumps appear. It's always better to be proactive when it comes to your health, because the old saying, "it's better late than never," might not save your life when it comes to things like battling cancer. While raising awareness for Breast Cancer Month by wearing pink is a great idea, don't forget that the whole point of awareness is so that it leads to action. For Spartan Express Radio, I'm Abby Minzer.
That story was filed by Abby Minzer as part of our Spartan Express program at Montour High School. Lincoln Park student Alexis Batchelder covers Chris Cornell's Say Hello to Heaven.
He hurt so bad, like a
On our last segment, Propel Andrew Street students discussed the cultural significance of the miseducation of Lauryn Hill on the 20th anniversary of the album's release.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats was...
Propel Andrew Street.
Propel Andrew Street.
Propel Andrew Street High School. Yo,
my men and my women, don't forget... The miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
The miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
We talking about Lauryn Hill's miseducation. My name's Jason Jackson. I'm 15.
My name is Ferris Lee. I'm 14 years old. I'm London Lee. I think she called the album that because...
Because she was talking about some of the things that she missed in her life. Some of the things she didn't learn.
We learn simple things, reading and math and everything, but we're not learning like the background of everything.
My name's Tanaya. I'm 15.
My name is Nalise. I'm 15.
My name is Janelle, and I'm 16 years old.
The album came out in 1998.
The world, it was old.
Bill Clinton was president.
Style in 1998 was baggy. Like, everybody wore baggy shirts, baggy jackets, baggy pants.
Flip phones and track phones.
Hip-hop was kind of being reformed from, like, Tupac and Biggie dying. So a lot of females were rapping about sex, drugs, money, stuff like that.
Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim, tight and explicit clothing.
Lauryn Hill, she definitely wasn't like the rest. She dressed differently. Her music was different. All her songs told stories.
Lauryn Hill was just real. Like, she didn't wear that much makeup. She just was herself. She rapped about real stuff.
In Doo-Wop, she talks about, like, different perspectives and relationships, the different things girls do to men and different things men do to women. For somebody who's either stuck in a situation or just needs some, like, listen to Lauryn Hill. She's like a boost of energy, or she's that person, like, that just gives good advice through music.
My name is Anasia Harris, and I'm 15 years old.
My name is Marquise Henderson, and I'm 16 years old.
Whenever I first heard that song, I never really understood it. I used to just sing it because, like, I liked the song. It was catchy. Girls, you know you better. Yeah. This stuff could really teach people stuff that you need to know before you actually go through and gotta learn the hard way.
Once we, like, broke it down, we understood more about what she was talking about instead of just listening to it and not understanding what the singer's talking about.
My mom, that's the way that I got introduced to Lauryn Hill for, because, like, my mom, she like all the old music.
Yeah, I think she's an amazing person. Like, I love her dress. She's way different from, like, the other girls.
I just like that she's so raw. Like, she don't do all the weave and stuff. And, like, her music, it, like, really have meaning.
Follow your own path and you could be yourself.
I just really like that because, like, you don't get to see that a lot, speaking encouragement into people through their music.
I also like how she talks about her son in this song called Zion.
Zion. To Zion, unsure of what the balance held, I touched my belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray. For unto me a man child would be born. Woe this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance. Everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said. Lauryn, baby, use your head. But instead, I chose to use my heart.
People didn't want her to have a son. They told her that she should have gotten an abortion because it would mess up, like, how her music is doing.
My favorite song is To Zion, because she's talking about her son and how she was misled and people were telling her make the wrong decision.
She is considering the effects that continuing on with her pregnancy will have. My name is Jamal, and I'm 17. Yeah, I talked to my mom about it. She said she loved it about 20 years ago, and she listened to Zion during my birth, and yeah, it was kind of a nice moment.
I talked to my mom. She was basically saying, like, back in the day, like, everybody used to listen to that album, and it influenced her a lot.
The song that stuck out to me the most was Lost Ones. The song talks about how people will do anything for money. People will sell their souls just to be successful in life, and what goes around comes around. What you put into the world, you're going to get back, and until you put out right, you're not going to get right in return. I like talking to my aunt about this album.
Well, speaking from a girl's perspective, we need some of the energy she got towards things to move on in life. I was born in 2002. I was telling my mom how it connected to me. She was so surprised. Like, I would have never thought you would connect to Lauryn Hill.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
By Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Propel Andrew Street.
Propel Andrew Street High School.
I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. See, life for you, my friends, has just begun.
Thank
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.